There was a row of chrome-frame plastic seats in the lobby of the building and two sand-topped chrome can ashtrays despite the absolutely no smoking signs on two walls. Mr. Jonathan Crawford, commercial attaché of the embassy, appeared 30 minutes later. He was a nondescript man in his 50s whose only distinguishing characteristic was his eyes. They were deep and intelligent.
"You wanted to see me?"
he asked, without any preliminaries. "If you're Crawford, I do," Castillo said, and handed him the Secret Service credentials. Crawford examined them and looked at Mulroney. "Show Mr. Crawford your badge, Charlie," Castillo said, then turned back to Crawford. "I think you know Lieutenant Lorimer?" Crawford examined the credentials and handed them back, but said nothing to or about Lorimer.
"This wouldn't have kept until morning. I have guests at my house."
"If it would have kept till morning, I would have come in the morning," Castillo said.
"That your dog?"
Castillo nodded.
"No dogs in the embassy. Sorry."
"What do you want me to do, Crawford? Call Frank Lamel, or for that matter, John Powell, and tell him that you find it impossible to talk to me right now because you have guests and don't like dogs?"
"I don't think I like your attitude, Castillo."
"Well, then we're even, aren't we? I don't like being kept waiting for half an hour while you schmooze your guests and finish your drink. Frank sent you a heads up that I was coming. You should have been expecting me." Crawford looked at him a long moment with tight lips.
"Make a note in your log, Sergeant," Crawford ordered, "that, over my objections, Mr. Castillo insisted on bringing his dog into the embassy."
Then he gestured for the sergeant to open the door. There came the sound of a solenoid buzzing, and then Crawford pushed the door open. He led them to an elevator, waved them onto it, then punched in a code on a control panel to make the elevator operable. It rose two floors. He led them down a corridor to an unmarked door, also equipped with a keypad, punched in the code, and then pushed open that door. They entered an outer office, and he led them through that to a larger office, and then gestured for them to sit in the leather-upholstered chairs.
"I'm sorry I kept you waiting. The cold truth of the matter is my wife flipped when I told her I had to come down here. I was not in a very good mood. Can we start all over?"
"My name is Castillo, Mr. Crawford. How are you tonight?"
"Thanks. I think I just told you how I am.
How are you, Lorimer?" "I'm fine, thank you."
"You're now working for the Office of Organizational Analysis, I understand. What's that all about? What is the Office of Organizational Analysis?"
Castillo answered for him. "And that transfer, Mr. Crawford," he concluded, "was already in the works when Special Agent Timmons went missing. I brought Lorimer with me because he had been stationed here. I've never been in Paraguay."
"Do you speak Spanish?"
Castillo nodded. "I'm a Texican."
"A what?"
"A Texan with Mexican roots. I speak Mexican Spanish."
"I can also pass myself off as a Porteño, and after I'm here 3 days, people will swear that I sound just like whatever they call the natives here."
"Asuncionites? But the less qualified you think I am, the better."
"I heard you were coming here, Mr. Castillo."
"Castillo," Castillo corrected him.
"Castillo. Sorry. But not from Deputy Director Lamel. Actually, it was back channel."
"You want to call Lamel and check my bona fides before this goes any further?"
"No, I understand you're here officially. There's no need to bother Deputy Director Lamel. But I don't know exactly why you're here."
"There's unusual interest in Special Agent Timmons. My boss sent me down to find out what I can."
"And your boss is?"
Crawford asked casually. "And to report to him what I find out," Castillo went on.
"You didn't say who your boss is?"
"No, I didn't."
"Are those Secret Service credentials the real thing?"
"About as real as your commercial attaché diplomatic carnet. If somebody were to call the Secret Service, they would be told there is indeed a supervisory special agent by the name of Castillo."
Exactly what is it that you want from me, Mr. Castile?
I want you to give Lieutenant Lorimer and Sergeant Mulroney access to all information regarding this incident. And that means I want them to have access to your people, alone.
What exactly is Sergeant Mulroney's role in this?
Personal and professional. Professionally, he works drugs in Chicago. Personally, he's Special Agent Timmons' brother-in-law.
That's not a problem, but is that all?
That's all I'm going to do for now. I'll write my report, then see if these people turn him loose or not, or if he dies of an overdose.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen.
Timmons will more than likely be turned loose, maybe tonight, maybe 2 weeks from now. But for the sake of knowing, what do you plan to do if he isn't released?
Bring some people and other things down here to help you get him back.
Other things? For example?
For example, a couple of helicopters. Ambassador Montvale is working on that now. Crawford's eyebrows went up.
The Paraguayan government is not going to let you try to get Timmons back, much less bring people and helicopters into the country to do it.
Ambassador Montvale is a very persuasive man, Castillo said. And besides, that wasn't my decision. I will just implement it.
How are you going to do that?
I'm sure I will be told what to do, and how, and when.
I understand you met Milton Weiss, Crawford said.
Castillo nodded, then said, Is that who gave you the back-channel heads-up about us coming down here? Crawford nodded.
Milton led me to believe he let you know a little about an interesting operation we're planning here.
Grabbing the cruise ships? Crawford didn't reply. Well, Castillo went on, I told Weiss I was not a DEA agent, and my paycheck doesn't come from Langley, so that was none of my business, and I would, if possible, stay out of your way so I won't compromise your operation.
If possible.
I'm not prescient, Crawford. I don't know what my orders will be if Timmons isn't turned loose and turns up dead. At that point, someone will decide what's important, and I'll be told what to do. If this cruise ship grabbing operation of yours is so important, maybe you should start doing more than you have so far to get Special Agent Timmons back.
Crawford sat up in his chair. Just who the hell do you think you are, Castillo, to waltz in here and question what I've done or not done?
Castillo did not immediately reply. He thought, that took me a little longer than I thought it would to make him lose his temper. Like you, Castillo then said, I'm just a simple servant of the public, hoping I can make it to retirement. So tell me, what have you done, Crawford, to get Timmons back? Anything at all? Or have you placed your faith in the honesty and competence of the Paraguayan law enforcement community?
With a little luck, he will now say, fuck you, Castillo.
Crawford glowered at him for a long moment, then said,
Is there anything else I can do for you tonight, Mr. Castillo? I really have to get back to my guests.
By 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, Crawford, I need a list of the things you've done to get Special Agent Timmons back. My boss said I was to get that to him as soon as possible. Give it to Lorimer.
Maybe now a fuck you or a kiss my ass?
Very well, Mr. Castillo, Crawford said. But you'll really have to excuse me now.
He stood up and smiled, then gestured toward the door.
I'll have to check you out with the Marine Guard.